With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
They have taken hostage the federal government and, by extension, the American people.
That's Senate Majority Leader John Thune, who says blame for the shutdown goes to the Democrats, but says they will have another chance this afternoon to change course.
They have an opportunity, a fourth opportunity, fourth time today, fourth time to vote to open up the government and to allow us to do the rest of the work that the American people expects us to do.
A handful of Democrats have voted for an end to the shutdown, but Republicans will need more to get the government back up and running. Meanwhile, White House Budget Director Russ Vogt says the administration is withholding $2.1 billion for Chicago infrastructure projects. The latest collateral impact of the government shutdown, the pause affects long-awaited plan to extend the city's Red Line train. Vogt says the move is intended to, quote, ensure funding is not flowing via race-based contracting. In the battle for peace in Israel, President Trump now drawing his own line in the sand, setting Sunday evening as a deadline for Hamas to agree to a new peace deal.
The president's latest ultimatum came in a social media post, threatening more attacks if Hamas doesn't agree to a proposed peace deal. He said this is the last chance for the militant group to accept. The president said an agreement must be reached by 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday.
That is Greg Clugston. Federal health officials approving another generic version of the abortion pill.
That's prompting outrage from pro-life groups. Students for Life Action, in a statement Thursday, called the approval of mifepristone a stain on the Trump presidency and another sign that the deep state at the FDA must go. The FDA first approved the drug as safe and effective in 2000. The new version of the pill is from drug maker Evita Solutions. It's not the first generic version, which the FDA previously approved in 2019. Keith Peters, Washington.
This is SRN News. Christians are coming together in North Carolina after a deadly school shooting there. I should say just a deadly shooting.
The deaths of three people and injuries to five motivated Pastor Devon Barnum of Southport Baptist Church to respond with care as Jesus would. He organized a vigil at his church, which drew between 800 and 1,000 people, according to Baptist Press. During the vigil, first responders and pastors from the area led attendees in prayer for the victims and the community, as well as the suspect. George Williams, SRN News.
Christian Today reports a nurse in the UK has been suspended from her duties for misgendering a convicted pedophile. Jennifer Melly was suspended after she referred to the patient's biological male sex when discussing treatment with a doctor and addressed the patient as Mr. The patient, who claims to be a woman but is serving time at a high-security men's prison, is then alleged to have racially abused Melly. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
All three Wall Street benchmarks began the day at record highs, boosted by gains of chip makers and artificial intelligence companies. Markets have largely ignored the ongoing government shutdown. The shutdown means this week's usual report on jobless claims was MIA. An even more consequential report, the monthly employment report, usually comes out on the first Friday of every month, is also absent today. Excitement surrounding AI and the massive spending as a result are a major reason that Wall Street has set record after record recently, along with hopes for lower interest rates by the Fed. But AI stocks have become so dominant, so much money has been poured into the sector, that worries arise about a potential bubble, one that could come back to eventually bite investors. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.